Our common Father, uni-being endlessness, having decided to change the principle of the maintenance of existence, of that still unique cosmic concentration and sole place of his most glorious being, first altered the functioning itself of these two primordial sacred laws, and he made the greater change in the law of the sacred Heptaparaparshinoch. This change in the functioning of the sacred Heptaparaparshinoch consisted in the alteration of what is called the subjective action of three of its stopinders. In one, he lengthened the law conformable duration, in another, he shortened it, and in a third, disharmonized it. To provide the stopinder between the third and fourth points of deflection with the required property of absorbing for its functioning the automatic inflow of all surrounding forces, he prolonged its duration. And this is the stopinder of the sacred Heptaparaparshinoch, which is still called the mechano-coinciding Menel-In. And the stopinder that he shortened is between the last point of deflection and the beginning of a new cycle of the completing process of this sacred law. By this shortening, in order to facilitate the beginning of a new cycle, he predetermined that the functioning of this stopinder would depend solely upon the influx through that stopinder of external forces resulting from the action of that cosmic concentration itself, in which the completing process of this primordial sacred law is flowing. And this stopinder of the sacred Heptaparaparshinoch is the one that is still called the intentionally actualized Menel-In. As regards the third stopinder, which was changed in its subjective action, and which is fifth in the series, and called Harnel Aut, its disharmony came about by itself, simply as a result of the change of the other two stopinders. This disharmony of its subjective functioning, resulting from its asymmetry in relation to the whole process of the sacred Heptaparaparshinoch, consists in the following. If the completing process of this sacred law flows in conditions in which it is subject to many extraneously caused vibrations, its functioning produces only external results. But if this same process takes place in absolute quiet, in the absence of any extraneously caused vibrations whatever, all the results of the functioning of this stopinder remain within that concentration in which the process is completed, and these results only become perceptible to the outside on direct and immediate contact with it. But if during the functioning of this process neither of these two sharply opposite conditions predominates, the results of its action usually divide into the external and the internal. Thus, from that time on, the actualization of the primordial sacred law of Heptaparaparshinoch began to proceed in the greatest as well as the smallest cosmic concentrations, with the subjective action of its stopinders changed in this way.